And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I think I'm going to have a number 3, Matthew.
Really, Wyatt? That's what I'm getting, too.
Are you guys going to get Burger World every day until your mom and Camilla get back?
Not a chance.
And Dad said this was a one-time special treat. When Mom gets home, he said he wanted to be able to look her in the eye and tell her he didn't clog our arteries for 3 days.
3, 2, 3.
Oh, no. Matthew, look, it's her.
You know the cashier, Olivia?
Well, not personally. I know she's terrible.
3, 2, 3.
So grumpy.
Yeah, and she makes fun of us sometimes.
Yeah, they really should fire her.
But maybe she's a hard worker.
If the number on the bottom of your receipt is 323, I'm about to take a bite out of your chicken sandwich.
I don't think it's part of her job to insult customers.
She could be at the end of a long shift.
Next.
Oh, that's us.
Welcome to Burger World. Hey, loser. What are you doing here?
You know her?
I'm here with my friends.
I don't believe you.
It's true. Their dad gave us money for dinner.
Not about that. I don't believe that you have friends.
Ah, what a terrible thing to say.
Are you really his friends? Or do you work for some kind of charity where normal people hang out with dweebs all day?
Hold on a minute.
You're so sweet to do this. The entire dweeb community thanks you for your support.
How can you be so awful?
That's okay. She's allowed to talk to me like that.
Why?
She's my sister.
These fries are a little too salty.
Hey, Wyatt, I'm really sorry about what I said earlier. I had no idea that girl was your sister.
You're not the first to complain about Bridget. She hasn't been Miss Sunshine lately.
What do you mean?
She stays in her room by herself all the time. Doesn't like anything anymore.
Wait, she doesn't like anything?
She says everything's lame, including cool things like, footy pajamas that look like a big cucumber.
Oh, yeah. I saw those at the store.
She's always rolling her eyes, doing this. But, you know, that's the way it is with brothers and sisters.
What do you mean?
Siblings are never really friends. They just tolerate each other.
Oh, that's not true. I'm friends with Matthew and Camilla.
But they're not really people you'd choose to hang out with if you didn't live together.
I think we'd be friends, even if we weren't living in the same house.
Yeah, he annoys me sometimes, but I like Matthew.
Wow. These days, there's no way Bridget would even talk to me if I weren't her brother.
Aw, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, her annoying phase does have its advantages, though.
Like what?
I think I'm beginning to edge her out in the favorite child department.
Ooh!
You think your parents like you more than your sister?
How could they not? She barely comes out of her room.
Oh, I'm sure they love you equally.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your parents say?
Yes.
Right.
But I believe them.
That's very sweet and naive of you, Olivia.
What?
But studies prove that parents have favorite children.
What studies?
There was one at Yale a few years ago. They put sensors on parents' heads, then they showed them pictures of their kids.
For real?
When their favorite kid's picture was shown, the pleasure centers of their brains responded. They all had favorite children.
Wow.
I don't buy it.
It's true. If the parents had a favorite, they got shocked. And if they didn't have a favorite, a door opened and a peanut rolled out and they got to eat it.
No.
Even if the study was true, our parents don't have favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you say so. Bridget? Bridget! Bridget!
Wyatt! What are you doing? Knock!
I did. You didn't hear me with your earbuds in.
You can't just burst in here.
Can you help me with my science project? I'm making a lie detector.
A real one? That actually detects lies?
Yeah, it's awesome! It monitors changes in blood pressure, heart rate, pupil dilation.
What?
Things that change when you're lying. I need to test it. So can I check if you're lying about stuff?
I'll save you the trouble. I'm lying about stuff.
It won't take long.
I have my own homework.
How about after you finish your homework?
Ugh, probably not. I've got a lot.
Oh, okay. Wait, are you lying right now? About having lots of homework?
Out!
I really need that lie detector.
Now!
Okay.
Go!
Olivia, Matthew, dinner.
Ooh.
Ooh. What are we having, Dad?
Starving.
I stopped by Taco Teepee on the way home.
Yes, I love Taco Teepee.
Dad, I thought you said fast food was a special...
I know what I said, but I had to work late and I didn't have time to cook anything. Sorry.
It's okay.
You did great, Dad.
This is it, though. No more fast food for the rest of the time your mom is gone.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, bow your head, please. Dear Lord, please bless this... Well, for lack of a more accurate word, food to our bodies, and help my wife to understand the pressures I'm under and not to be too upset that I didn't cook the children a healthy, balanced meal this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dig in. Ooh, that looks really good.
Nachos.
That one's mine.
Thank you.
So good.
Mmm. Okay, Dad. So, we had a discussion with Wyatt, and I want to get your opinion.
All right.
Do you think parents have favorite children?
Well... Sometimes, absolutely. The Bible even tells us that. Jacob and Esau's parents had favorites.
Right, right. So, I know you've told us you love us all equally, but can you honestly say you don't have a child that you like hanging out with more?
I can honestly say that, Matthew. Chew with your mouth closed.
It's Wyatt.
Oh.
I'd know that knock anywhere.
Come on in.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Wyatt.
Hi, Wyatt. My mom said I could come over.
Would you like something to eat?
No, thanks. Taco Teepee got a score of 14 on their last health inspection, out of a million.
Ooh.
I don't think that's right.
Really?
What's that you're carrying?
This? Oh, it's my lie detector.
Really?
It's for a science project. I brought it over so you could help me with it.
I'd love to.
I asked Bridget to help, but she's too busy right now. Even though when I walked in, I'm pretty sure I caught her taking pictures of the back of her head.
Why would she do that?
To see what she looks like walking away. You rarely get to see that.
Huh. Right.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, I don't know what's wrong with her.
Has it always been this way between the two of you?
We used to talk all the time, but now she's just a girl who lives in the next room who hates me.
Well, she is a teenager, and they don't always relate the same way they used to when they were younger. There's a big difference between the way someone your age talks and how a 16-year-old talks.
So you're saying if I want her to talk to me, I should just learn how to be a teenager?
No, I was...
Yes, that's it. I've got to learn how to talk to her on her level.
That's not actually...
Can I use your computer?
Sure, but...
Thanks.
How's it going, Wyatt? Finding anything?
Oh, yeah. This is the perfect website.
Oh?
50 terms used by teenagers.
Are you sure that's what you need?
Hello. If I can talk like her, I'll be able to relate to her better.
Well, but it's more than just knowing the right words, Wyatt.
You have to start somewhere. Where's your printer?
Right there.
I'm printing this out.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go home right now and try these on her. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, Dad. How can someone not pay attention to their own sibling? Matthew?
Huh? I was looking at this website. It's not 50 terms teenagers use. It's 50s terms teenagers used. Oh. Like from the 1950s.
Oh, no. I can't wait to hear how this one turns out.
Bridget.
What do you want, Wyatt?
Oh, hi, Valerie. I didn't know you were here.
Now you know.
We're doing homework.
Uh-huh. It looks like you were lip-syncing to music.
What do you want? I'm busy.
Nothing. That's okay. I mean, that's far out.
Out of what?
No, I mean, it's keen.
What?
Copacetic.
What's going on with him?
I have no idea. He's weird.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll help you when Valerie goes home, okay?
Yeah.
Golden, I was thinking of heading to the soda fountain anyway. Maybe get him malted.
Are you guys like those twins that have their own language?
Maybe head to the store to get me some new threads?
Look, Wyatt, I don't know what you're talking about, but there's soda in the fridge, there's thread in Mom's nightstand, and there might be some copacetic in the medicine cabinet. Is there anything else you need?
I'll tell you what I need. I need some bread.
Mom just bought bread. It's in the pantry.
I need cash to take my gal to the sock hop.
Socks are in the laundry, Wyatt.
I know where the socks are. Sis, stop being a wet rag.
What? Oh, we're really busy.
I'm going.
What was that?
I don't know, Valerie. I'm so sorry.
So weird.
Kids, dinner.
Oh, coming.
I think it just needs a few more tweaks.
It needs more than a few.
Did you get the lie detector working?
No.
Pizza, Dad?
I got caught up at work. I didn't have time to... I'm a terrible father. Wyatt, you're welcome to eat with us.
I'll eat at home. Do you mind if I sit with you and work on this?
No problem.
Ooh, garlic bread.
Heavy on the grease. Could you please pass the high fructose corn syrup soda, please?
I don't have organic pop.
My name is Wyatt.
Oh.
It works.
Hey, that's great.
That's the first one it got right.
Oh. So, Wyatt, how did the conversation go with your sister?
I didn't get to have one. Bridget had a friend over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So she just ignored you because she had a friend over?
Yeah, but I don't really blame her. Her friend's way more interesting than me.
Oh, come on. You're interesting, too.
I know. But to her, I'm just her annoying little brother.
I don't think she's being very nice to you.
I'm a loser.
She's the loser.
Olivia?
She's not a loser. I just don't know how to be your friend anymore. I used to be really good at it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm gonna head home. We'll work on this later, Matthew?
Sure.
I'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I shouldn't have said that.
I think he's okay.
I just don't relate. I love my brother and sister, and it doesn't make sense when I see something different.
Hey, what are those?
Triple frosting cinnamon buns. They came with the meal.
Awesome.
Tomorrow we're having healthy food. Promise, really.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Sure.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, kiddo.
How is everything over there?
Typical military. Middle of the night weightlifting parties. How are you doing?
Not great.
Oh. Get in trouble because you called 911 on your sister when she stole your toy helicopter?
I did that when I was 3.
That's right. Did you attempt the 144-ounce steak challenge at Pete's Gas and Chow and end up in the hospital last night?
That was you.
That's right. Did you pick up a fumble and accidentally run the wrong way down the field and score points for the other team?
That was Jim Marshall of the 1964 Minnesota Vikings.
Nice. Impressive.
You've told that joke before.
Probably. What's going on?
It's Bridget.
What's wrong with Bridget?
She barely even talks to me anymore. She doesn't want to hang out with me, ever.
Are you kidding? You're great to hang out with.
I know.
Yeah. Look, kiddo. Bridget's going through some stuff right now. When I left active duty and joined the reserves, she thought she was going to get her dad back. Then I got deployed again. And she got really mad at me. Maybe she still is.
What does that have to do with me and her?
Well, you were young, so it didn't affect you as much. But back when I was getting restationed, we moved around a lot. Bridget kept making friends. Then we'd leave, and she'd lose all of them.
Oh.
So eventually, she just stopped making friends. Started isolating herself. Kiddo, she may be doing the same with you.
She still has one friend that comes over.
Do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Reach into the bottom drawer of that desk right there. There's a brown folder in there.
Okay.
It has some of Bridget's old report cards from school. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Good. Find one from the third grade and read what the teacher wrote in the comments section.
Bridget is one of the most outgoing children in class. A delight. She's very popular and everyone likes her. I remember her being like this.
So do I. What her teacher wrote on that report card, don't you think that's the real Bridget?
Yeah.
I do too. And she'd probably love to be that again. Here's what I need you to do, bud. Help her. Be patient with her. And most importantly, stop calling the police on her.
You need some new jokes, Dad.
Probably.
This thing's not gonna shock me, is it?
No,
it's perfectly safe.
So how is it going to work?
Matthew and I have come up with a series of questions that you need to answer honestly.
Uh-huh.
If you're telling the truth, there will be a bell sound.
Uh-huh.
Lovely, right? And if you lie, there will be a buzzer sound.
You know, professional lie detectors aren't 100%, so I doubt that this one's
100%. I tested it.
It's probably closer to about 35%. About the same accuracy as a monkey with a dart.
Okay. Is everything hooked up?
Yep. Ask the first question.
Okay, Dad. We start off with something easy.
Phew.
Who is your favorite child?
I don't have one. I'm sorry, this is not going to work.
In the past, which did you enjoy more? Going to Camilla's soccer games? Or playing doll hospital with me?
I liked both. I really did.
Strike two!
Which child would you choose to be your partner in a three-legged race at a church picnic?
That's tough. I'm not so sure.
I was going to say
I don't see the relevance here.
He does see the relevance!
Which child did you spend the most money on last Christmas?
I don't know. Matthew? Olivia? Camilla? Okay, I'm done here. Take the wires off my wrist, please.
Wyatt, I'm sorry, but it doesn't work.
It worked on me every time.
Who was asking you the questions when you tested it?
I asked myself questions.
That could be the problem. You need someone else to ask, then calibrate it from there.
Okay, can one of you do it?
Unfortunately, we have to go to the airport. Ava and Camilla are flying in.
Maybe you can go home and ask Bridget. She might like grilling you.
Yeah, she would. Almost I made her ask questions about us. Wait. I have to go.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, bye, Wyatt.
See you later,
bye.
Everybody. Okay, I know you guys are just kidding around, but I want to make absolutely certain that we're on the same page. From the bottom of my heart, I don't have a favorite child. Olivia, do you remember that time when I was out of town on business and I missed your performance in Wizard of Oz?
No.
That's because it never happened. I've never missed one of your plays. And Matthew, how many total hours did you and I spend making that hovercraft in the garage?
I don't know. 8 hours?
It was actually closer to 20.
Whoa.
But I had a blast, and you know what? Your mom and I spent a lot of money on Camilla for her to go on this retreat. But that was because she wanted this for so long, and I knew she'd appreciate it. There's more than one way to show your love. People love each other differently.
I wonder if that's true of Wyatt and Bridget.
I'm sure it is.
Doing in my room.
I'm sorry, sis, but you said you'd help me.
Ugh.
Please.
Ugh, what is all this?
I hooked myself up to the lie detector. I want you to ask the questions on that paper.
This one?
Yes. Start with number one.
Fine. What's your name?
Wyatt.
Guess it doesn't work.
Maybe it needs a little tweaking. But just in case, after we're done here, I'd like you to help me find my birth certificate. Next question.
What is your favorite memory of me and you?
The first time I ever rode the school bus. I was nervous and you sat next to me and we played I Spy the whole way to school. Okay, I lied. That was my second favorite memory. My favorite was that one summer when we got season passes to the zoo. We gave names to all the animals. The zebras were Zoe, Zachary, Zed, and Zeke. That was actually my third favorite memory. My favorite was when we went to Grandma's and convinced her to make an entire bag of French fries, even though it was party size. I guess I have to rethink my favorites list. Next question.
Do you miss me?
Yes. Okay, this thing doesn't work. I miss you.
Yeah, I haven't been the greatest sister lately, have I? I'll work on it.
Okay.
Now get out of my room.
That's okay. I have to go anyway.
And Wyatt?
Yeah?
The birth certificates are in a box in Mom's closet.
Got it.
Receive a free pamphlet about self-administered CPR.
Ugh. Wow, your sister is in top form today. May I help? Oh, hey, loser.
Hey, Bridget.
We'll have 5 number 3s, please.
Just some fries for me.
Got it. Your total is... looks like it's just low enough for you to get that gym membership on the way home.
Here's the money.
Hey, aren't you Bridget's brother?
Oh. Hello, Valerie.
I was talking to this kid. What was up with you the other day in her room?
I was just trying something new.
If my brother ever embarrassed me like that in front of my friends, I'd disown him. You need to grow up.
I grew an inch this past year. It's a cumbersome process.
What a loser.
Hey, he's not...
Here's your food.
Thanks. Let's go. Come on, Olivia.
Okay. Bye, Bridget. See you at home.
Have a nice lunch, kid. Hope it makes you smarter.
Whew, that Valerie, honestly.
Just make sure we got everything.
Okay, I see. Looking, I think it's all here. Oh, can you get the door?
Sure.
Thanks. Oh, wait, forgot the ketchup. Here, take the bags. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Valerie, but our establishment has a no-tolerance policy for harassment. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
What?
You harassed another customer.
It was your brother. Duh.
Exactly. Get out.
What's the big deal? Just get me my food.
You must have misheard me. I didn't say we had a some tolerance policy. I said we had a no tolerance policy. Oh. Leave. Please.
Ugh! Whatever. See if I ever eat here again. Move, Olivia.
What? May I help you?
Huh? I just forgot ketchup.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Bye. 417, your food isn't gonna walk over to you, and I'm not wearing roller skates.
I forgot to tell them no pickles.
Here's the ketchup.
Thanks.
You know what, Wyatt?
What?
I think your sister really does love you.
Oh, I know. Look at this.
What?
She gave me extra fries.
Like we heard in today's adventure, there are a lot of different ways to show people that you love and care for them. For some, it's easier to say I love you than it is to actually show it through your actions and the way you treat others. But 1 John 3:18 says, "Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." Whether it's your friends, your parents, or your siblings, find ways to show your love today. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Playing Favorites was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound designed by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Stables, Tucker Chandler, Justin Felbinger, Eddie Frierson, Henry Lubati, Keely Marshall, and Allison Sharp. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.